It's summer, and it's time for a particular kind of music that streams from church basements and empty lots. Songs that raise your spirit as high as the mercury. It's revival season.
When I go to Baltimore, I don't need carpet on my floor. Grab your coat and follow me.
This is Spirit Family Reunion. They're not from Appalachia or the Plains. They're from Brooklyn. And remember the first line of this song? When I go to Baltimore, I don't need carpet on my floor. Well, for these musicians, that's not just a lyric.
Where'd you spend the night last night on your way to Washington?
My Aunt Gail's house, my Uncle Peter's house up in Baltimore. Some of us on the floor, some of us in my cousin's kids' beds, which are about 4 feet long.
Is that a typical night on the road with Spirit Family Reunion?
Those were good accommodations compared to what we usually have.
Yep, they even travel the country in a beat-up Chevy conversion van, all six of them.
Hi, this is Peter Pezzamenti. I'm drums in Spirit Family Reunion.
Hi, I'm Maggie Carson. I play the banjo.
Hi, I'm Matt, and I play fiddle.
Hello, I'm Nick. I play guitar.
I'm Ken, and I play bass.
I'm Steven, and I'm the washboarder.
Tell me, who do you
And the last four do have last names. That would be Matt Davidson, Nick Penkin, Ken Richardson, and Steven Weinheimer. Spirit Family Reunion is an unsigned band, but they are still making their way to the stages of some major music festivals. This weekend, they played the Newport Folk Festival. But before they did, we asked the band to drive that beat-up van to our studios here in D.C. for our own live show. Wow, that's quite a sound. I have the six members of the band here in front of me, and I wonder before we get started, help us define your sound and your music.
A lot of people call us a bluegrass band, which is false. Some people call us an old-time band, which is also false, but we definitely are very inspired from those traditional bands.
I think a lot of what we try to do is provide the spirit of gospel music without being a particular faith or excluding any faith, but yeah, open-door gospel, I guess.
I do kind of imagine you guys not in a studio like this, but in a tent revival. I mean, that's this kind of sound this reminds me of.
Yeah, we kind of have the most fun playing in non-orthodox places, out in a field or by a river or on a street, wherever people can kind of congregate without having bought a ticket on the internet for it or without, you know, having to show their ID at the door.
I know the busking is something you guys are still doing on the streets of New York from time to time.
Yes, that's true. We do. That's how we try to make a little spending money in the city when we're home.
What is your best busking song? What do you turn to when you're out there and you're like, we really need some money today?
Buffalo Girls,
probably. We like to keep it up tempo. That's kind of when we get the most traditional, when we're playing on the street trying to get a crowd to stick with us.
We do an old song called Baltimore to Washington, I was thinking of this morning as we drove that way. That's a good busking one.
Well, can we hear a little bit of that?
Baltimore to Washington, verses taken from Woody Guthrie's version.
I gambled down in the town of Newport News. More than I gamble, boys, the more I lose. From Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington.
You know, so I watch you guys play a song like that, and three of you are grouped up all together, kind of crowded around each other, around the microphone. Is that part of your style?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of learned to sing together on the streets without any microphones. So when we started to play shows, we also were not playing with any microphones in bars and kind of small places. Eventually, when we got up onto a stage, this was kind of the best way we could simulate just sitting around playing. It's sort of the traditional style amongst a lot of bluegrass and old-time bands, just using one microphone that everybody plays into instruments and singing, and this kind of artful dance around the large diaphragm condenser mic.
Steven, you're holding a washboard there.
Yes, I am.
And you're holding a fork, I see.
I'm holding two forks just so the listeners out there know.
Get the image.
I do not have spoons. I don't use spoons. I don't use thimbles. They're too quiet. These forks, one's from the Waldorf Astoria. Nick stole that from me. And the other one, I think, is from the 92nd Street Y. I didn't steal that, if you're listening.
Do forks from expensive hotels have a particular
sound? Well, no, it's all about anything. You know something is expensive if it weighs a lot.
Uh-huh.
And also with the forks, I like having some weight behind them so I can actually, you know, play well. You know.
You're not signed, which makes me wonder if you guys have day jobs that you have to keep to you know, keep the money coming in?
Well, some of us have day jobs, like really early in the day. Some of us have night jobs that go into the next day. Yeah, I work at a bar, and Matt delivers cookies sometimes, and Maggie works with her dad, and Pete fixes bicycles. Ken and Nick just look pretty and get paid for that, I guess. Yeah.
That's not true.
I have nothing against a recording contract, but we don't need it. We have no problem releasing our records on our own. That being said. Yeah.
Well, you guys wanted to do it?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit it.
Mm-hmm. Ever since I found the light, there's been something in my life. Makes me feel I've got a way to be at rest. If my soul is heaven bound, who the hell are all around? Make me feel I've got a way to be at rest. Give me wings.
Give me wings.
Give me wings.
You guys are really fascinated by songs from the past, from another era. A lot of younger musicians these days seem to be getting into alt country, bluegrass from the past, folk from the past, gospel. Well, is there something missing for this generation today that you have to kind of reach back to?
I mean, this is traditional music, so, you know, we're young people from Brooklyn. It's just a small microcosm of the country, and for many, many people, it's not a fad or a new, you know, curiosity. I mean, it's their life, you know. But we happen to be the ones, I guess, kind of taking up a lot of space on the internet and being very visible. So I guess a lot of people think of this as a new style or a new throwback or a new fascination. But in reality, it's our country's national, you know, music. I mean, it's our traditional music.
Do you worry that some people see it as a fad? Like, oh, it's, you know, some more musicians from Brooklyn who are kind of trying to get gospel and, you know, get old time on us.
Definitely. But I don't know who originally said it, but haters are going to hate, you know. You can do whatever you want. And the reason I think people appreciate us and listen to our music is because they see it as honest. And maybe there's people out there that it doesn't feel that way. But I guarantee if you come to our show, you're not going to be talking crap anymore. Yeah, and I'd also like to say that, you know, we love older music, but there's plenty of new music that's great, too. If people are stuck in the old times, they're blinded. There's plenty of great music now, too.
I want to say goodbye to you guys and then see if there's a song that you want to kind of play us out on. But first of all, thank you guys so much for stopping in and for bringing your sound to us.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure to be here.
All right, play us out on something.
We like to end a lot of our shows with this song. It's called When My Name Is Spoken.
It'll roll in from the east like a ship returned from sea. It'll ring out through the west across Golden Valley, rising up from the south. That's where I want to be.
if someone's calling on me. When my name is spoken, I will answer. When my name is spoken, I will answer. I will lay down my work and my cares for. I ain't got no friend like
you can hear more songs from Spirit Family Reunion on our website, npr.org. And you can find their new album, No Separation, on their website, spiritfamilyreunion.com. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
When my name is spoken, I will answer. When my name is spoken, I will answer. I will lay down my word and my cash flow.
Broken string. I guess that means it's the end.